How would you align yourself to the right idea? People say that they have $1 million idea. Great, but then there are not many $1 million in the industry for people to put money on you. So here, if we have strength as a starting point, that will really be great. Let's say, Raj, you know what? Today, you know, you understand the studio business, right? And let's say a few years from now, you might want to do something on your own. So in your case, maybe the technical understanding of the how processes work, number one. Number two, the way you interact with the guests who come in. Number three, the way you manage the entire operations. Number four, the way you manage finances. Now, these are your strengths in this particular line. And maybe you might need, I'm just giving an example, maybe you might need a funding. Maybe you might need to understand where is the right location where you can start. Now, maybe you would need support in management or rather, you know, business coaching on how to make it more efficient. But even in both the cases, you know your strengths. So what will happen if you understand your strengths better? You would find the right people to work with you, right people to partner with you, right people to work with you, right mentors who can coach you because you know your strengths better. So this is the bottom line of doing anything. Please keep this in mind. That will really be of great value. Second starting point is your network. Network will never ever, you know, go for waste. Yes, there could be people in your network who may not buy your product or services, but the point is these people could also connect you to potential customers. So we always forget that aspect. See, usually what happens when we start a business, we tend to understand or we feel that, hey, my colleagues or my friends would buy my products. But actually, it never happens. Maybe their network can help you or maybe they can connect the dots for you. So we have to think that every one person is at least connected to five people who can become your potential customers. Today, we live in times that at least we have 30 people in our network who would be willing to help in some fashion or the other way. Now, multiply that by five. So in your subconscious mind, you must always feel that there are about 100 to 150 people who are there to help in some way or the other. And the third and the most important point is